Welcome to day 7 of the 13 days of Yule, winter solstice series of meditations of the Temple of Witchcraft. Today we invoke the trickster through Gemini. Mercury is the ruler of Gemini and the trickster, and all mercurial correspondences work well when evoking the trickster gods. Carnelian, agate, multicolored or mottled stones are the minerals of Mercury. Scents such as lavender or storax are excellent to use in the form of incense and oils. The lover's card depicting the dual nature of Gemini is the tarot trump associated with this sign. The divine twins can be siblings, yes, but they're also the anima or animus, the divine lover, the divine bride or husband, the complement of the other in the inner worlds and mysteries. Choose your symbols and correspondences to attune to Gemini now. Since this working will be a microcosm for the forces of the month when the sun is in tropical Gemini, you might want to pull a tarot card, rune, oem, or any other divination omen before doing this working to give yourself further insight on the working and as the month progresses. We'll start by entering into a meditative state and preparing ourselves and our space for contact. Start by taking a few deep breaths. Breathe in and breathe out, giving yourself permission to relax. Relax the muscles in your head and your neck. Relax the muscles in your shoulders and your arms. Relax your chest and your back, your belly and your waist, your hips and thighs, your knees and calves, ankles and feet, down through the tips of your toes, relax. Feel the waves of relaxation sweeping through you, clearing you, opening you. Clearing your mind of all unwanted thoughts. The waves are like winds that blow away the white wispy clouds of your thoughts, leaving you with the clear blue sky mind. The waves, the winds open your heart, beating within you perfect love, perfect trust. Perfect love, perfect trust. Perfect love, perfect trust. And within that perfect love and perfect trust, you feel the presence, the divine light, the flames of your souls within your heart, like a candle, a torch, a lamp, guiding you and protecting you upon your journey. Divine spark within us all. Call up the screen of your mind, which is like a veil, a gateway, and on that screen draw the number 12 for the 12 suns of the year. Let the number 12 fade as we count deeper. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now at a deeper level for the 12 suns of the year, going even deeper, releasing the screen of your mind, allowing the sound of my voice and the act of listening to take you deeper. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now at a deeper level where all is possible. Preparing our space, being aware of the here and the now and the sacred directions and powers around us. Be aware of facing magical north, for the north is the direction of Yule. And as you face the north, feel the powers and presences in the north. before you. Feel the powers and presences to your right. Feel the powers and presences behind you. And the powers and presences to your left. To those spirits in the great above, the presences dwell above us, those that dwell beneath us, and those that dwell in the heart and the center, here and now, expressed through your flesh and blood, breath and bone. And aligned in the sacred center, we rise up and outward, to the royal road of initiation, the path of the stars, the path we have walked these days before, and the path we'll continue to walk to its completion. As we gather on the path on the sixth day of the working, we call upon the trickster god, the one who helps us see both sides of any situation, the one who tricks us out of our mind, our unhealthy beliefs, and our rigid constructs. We call upon the trickster god. Within your heart is the maturing child of light, growing stronger each day, each working within you. As you walk the royal road of starry initiation, you now enter into a realm of twilight, of change, for Gemini marks the period between seasons, the period of change between spring to summer. There, between, all things are possible. Rising up to meet you in this twilight of the stars is the trickster god. Often the trickster is cloaked or masked, as appearances can be deceiving. Greet the trickster. Commune with the trickster. See if you can get past first appearances to a deeper, truer form. Beware, for the trickster may seek to trick you, tricking you for good or for ill, who can say? Use your wits, discern, work with your blade of truth. The trickster can help us see what others cannot see, to teach us to see the hidden signs. We find them amongst the stars and within our own hands. We find them in the cards and within the omens of nature. Everything is endlessly speaking to us, if we but had ears to hear. The trickster tells us one of our goals, the goals of the witch, is to learn all that we can when we can. You never know what information will be needed. Learn the secret signs with the trickster. Bring the child of light, the child who holds the blessings of the father, rebel, ecstatic, warrior and steward, to the trickster, the nameless namer, who sees beyond seeing. What strange thing will the trickster do to bless you and the child? Receive the wisdom of the trickster, understanding there is more than one point of view in all things, more than one way to see, more than one way to be. And we thank the trickster God. Blessed be. We thank and return from this royal road on this day of initiation of the trickster. We bring our awareness from the starry path back to flesh and to blood, to breath and to bone, returning back, back, back to the here and to the now. We bring our awareness to the sacred directions that are around us. We are thankful to the spirits and powers that dwell before us, and thankful to the spirits and powers that dwell to our left. We are thankful to the spirits and powers that dwell behind us, and we are thankful to the spirits and powers that dwell to our right. We are thankful to the spirits and powers above, below, and between. Here in flesh and blood, breath and bone, as we bring our awareness back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, feeling our fingers and toes, ankles and wrists, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Give yourself clearance and balance, sweeping your hands down over your body to release and ground. I release all that does not serve my highest good. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. Ground yourself as needed, open your eyes, and come back, here and now. Remember, this vision will help you unfold your experiences for the month when the sun is in the tropical sign of Gemini. If you have not picked your oracle device, you can do so now to help understand your experience in the coming months. And we thank you for joining with us as a part of the Temple of Witchcraft's 13 Days of Yule. If you'd like any more information on the Temple of Witchcraft, or would like to make a donation at the end of the year, it's fully tax-deductible in the United States, please visit templeofwitchcraft.org. Blessed be.